RTE2FM. John Rizzamparelli, 2FM. Good morning, everyone. Now, back in 1969, the world watched in amazement as this happened.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Or did it happen? That's right. It is time to talk conspiracy theories again. And this week, Sophie White is investigating whether man ever really did land on the moon. Sophie, how did Buzz Aldrin end up punching someone who asked that particular question?
Okay, so it was 2002. So we're coming up, we're just over the 20th anniversary of Buzz Aldrin just absolutely lamping a guy for annoying him about whether or not the moon landings were faked. So this guy was a documentary maker called Bart Sibrel, and he is the man behind such documentaries as A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon and another one called I Love Astronauts Gone Wild. And basically he was in this Beverly Hills hotel, and he had a camera crew with him, and he was badgering the astronaut Buzz Aldrin, who was the second man on the moon.
Yeah.
And basically insisting that the moon landing and Buzz's lunar walk was all fake. And he was like shoving a Bible in Buzz Aldrin's face and basically being like, swear on this book that you walked on the moon. And Buzz Aldrin was just kind of like trying to shake him off, like, literally, who is this guy? Oh my God. And he kept at it. This guy, Bart Sibrel, went on to call Buzz a coward and a liar and a thief. Don't know what the thief bit is about, but anyway. And Buzz Aldrin basically
decked him.
One small punch for man. It was.
Do you think it was just.
I know I shouldn't be like supporting violence of any kind.
No, but he's probably been asked this so many times, because I know we speak about conspiracy theories quite a lot, but I feel that this one is one of the most popular ones. I feel there's a lot of people believe this stuff, that the moon landing did not happen.
Yeah. They do. And again,
how many are we talking?
Okay, so there's been opinion polls, and okay, somewhere between 6 and 20% of Americans believe that the moon landing was faked. Apparently, according to this survey, 25% of British people and 28% of Russians. It's a compelling conspiracy.
It's compelling because there's footage, and then we always analyse the footage and the.
Oh, we've got a wealth of stuff to analyse.
Yes, and the flag, you know, moving and all that kind of stuff.
And even the fact that, like, up until, this latest NASA explorations, we haven't been back to the moon. You know what I mean?
There was
50 years of not returning. So a lot of people are like,
why haven't you gone back?
Why weren't we heading up there, you know, all along?
Okay. Well, we are going back, apparently, in 2025.
And also there was a specific kind of, I suppose, there was a lot at stake, because there was the space race going on between America and the
Cold
Soviet Union.
Yes.
And, you know, who was going to get to the moon first was like, you know, they were neck and neck with it. And the Russians had put the first man in space. So the Americans were like, we got to get there. Beat the Ruskies, as they always say.
So are we blaming the Russians for this conspiracy theory, or where does this come from?
Oh, where did it come from? Well, there was a kind of an early influential book that came out in the mid 70s. So quite soon after the moon landings, by a guy called Bill Kasing. And the book was called We Never Went to the Moon, America's $30 Billion Swindle. And so this guy, he was a former US Navy officer, and he was working in a kind of a company that built the engines that were used on NASA rockets. So he was kind of had this like sort of like NASA adjacent kind of job that I think probably lent a bit of credence to his book and what he was saying.
Okay.
And he basically said in his book that as the chance of a successful crewed landing on the moon was calculated to be 0.0017%. So that basically it was such an unbelievable feat to have actually achieved as to be nearly unbelievable, I guess. And He's claimed that despite close monitoring by the Russians of the space race, it would have actually been easier for NASA to fake the moon landings than to really go there. That was kind of the beginnings of the kind of
chat
about it. And then there's so many different things that conspiracy theorists have honed in on that they say prove that it was faked, that I've actually just had to boil it down to a few because we could be at this forever.
Okay.
But so you mentioned the flag. That's a really famous one. So they basically, the conspiracy theory is that the flag that the astronauts planted on the moon is waving in the wind, but there's no wind on the moon. And that is very compelling when you look at the still images.
It's compelling.
The flag literally looks like it's rippling beside the astronaut. Now, so the response to that is that the reality isn't that the flag is waving. They, knowing a flag would not stand up like and behave itself for the photo op on the moon, NASA had put this kind of little, like, I suppose just like a little pole at the top of it so that it would hang out and extend it. And they say that it appears to be waving, but actually it was just very crumpled from having been, you know, just shoved in a rocket, probably under a few books.
Gotcha.
Yeah, for a few days. So that's one of the kind of theories. There is the other theory of why is there no stars in the pictures from the NASA moon landings? Mm-hmm. And so that's a big one that the conspiracy theorists say that, you know, NASA chose to not include any stars at all because if they had put stars into the fake pictures, like, astronomers would have been able to say, oh, this doesn't add up. You know, they'd been able to analyze the stars too closely.
Sure.
Yeah. So NASA basically say that really in a nutshell, although it's dark in the background of all the pictures, it is in fact daytime on the moon. But I tell you about my favorite hoax theory.
Go on.
That is coming very specifically from one woman in Western Australia, a woman named Una. And she claimed that for 2 or 3 seconds, so this is it, the conspiracy theorists, right, believe that it was all done like on a soundstage and they think that Stanley Kubrick directed it.
Okay.
And so she said that she remembers watching the live broadcast of the moon landings and that for 2 or 3 seconds she saw a Coca-Cola bottle roll across the lower right of the television screen. And she said that several letters also appeared in the West Australian newspaper discussing the Coca-Cola bottle incident within 10 days of the lunar landing. So basically, this woman Una is like, a Coke bottle rolled across the moon. I saw it. Also, a bunch of people wrote letters about it. So it definitely happened. People who have investigated have never found any newspaper reports detailing this whatsoever.
The government got rid of that.
But there's also flaws in Una's story. In her statement, she said she had to stay up late to watch the moon landing live. And this is easily discounted by many witnesses in Australia who watched the landing in the middle of their daytime.
Right.
So Una forgot about time differences when she was cooking up that story. But it's so
interesting
because
source.
Like, even the Soviets like admit that America got to the moon first. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you go and look in Russian encyclopedias, they acknowledge that the moon landing is real.
Okay.
I mean, it's so, like, the...
So were you kind of believing, were you on the side of the conspiracy theorist and then you read that the Russians, they've admitted, they've even said, and you were like, okay.
Okay. Well, the other one that's very compelling to me is that NASA, like, it cost them billions to go to the moon. And it also involved, like, about 400,000 people through... various, like, basically, if they wanted to make this conspiracy work, they would have had to pay off nearly 500,000 people, people who worked on the Apollo project, people who knew people who worked on the Apollo project, the people who walked on the moon, people in government, all of the people who supposedly created the photoshopped images. I mean, that I just saw that figure as somebody who's
getting sucked in.
Somebody who's getting sucked in. I saw that it would have maybe involved paying off nearly 500,000
or killing
people. War killing.
Yeah.
I like your story.
Thank you.
I like your theories now. You're like taking it and you're running with it. Excellent. But it's yeah. So that's the one that really does it for me. I'm like, yeah, it's a really large scale conspiracy.
And as
theory.
Dr. Niamh Shaw, astronaut and our favorite space cadet, would say, you know, as an astronaut or anybody who works for a space station or whatever is in that industry, your 30-year career would have one mission. So you'd be working for 30 years towards this one thing, or whatever it is. And yeah, that would be a lot. You'd be wanting a lot of money to stay quiet.
Oh, yeah.
If that wasn't happening, you know, you'd want a lot of money.
I'd say, like, how much does it get Buzz Aldrin's back up?
I mean, did your man deserve a punch? I mean, we don't condone violence, but he must get asked that all the time.
But Buzz held out. What we don't remember is Buzz held out for like 30-something years. Imagine how many times since the mid-70s Buzz has wanted to punch someone for telling him that his moonwalk was faked. So we need to give him credit for not punching more people more of the time.
Good on you, Buzz.
An American hero.
An American hero. There we go. Sophie White, thanks for coming in to talk about moon landings, and we'll be back right after this. 2FM, Jen Zamparelli.